Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories.
Good morning, Molly.
Hi, Mrs. M. Hi, Rufus.
Max should be down any second now. Hurry up, Max. You'll be late for school.
Coming! All right, let's go.
Have a good day, you two. Come on, Rufus, let's go for a walk.
Do you have it?
Have what?
The time radio.
Of course, I always bring it to school.
Let's not take it today. I think we should leave it here.
Why?
Mr. Conklin. Now that he knows that we know that he's a troublemaking troll and that we're problem solvers, I'm sure he's going to be looking to stop us any way that he can. Who knows? He might even try to steal our time radio.
But what if there's a problem to solve?
There already is one. Aunt Murgatroyd is missing. Let's not add another headache by losing the time radio too.
Okay, if you say so.
Make sure you hide it somewhere good.
I know.
And hurry. We don't want to be late.
Jeez Louise, you sound like my mother.
And you move like my grandmother. Come on, hurry.
I'm hurrying.
Okay, let's go over the clues Aunt Murgatroyd sent us already.
A box of help pie with a serving in grams.
Since we use imperial units in the U.S. like cups and ounces, that would be a clue that she's outside the country.
Or was outside the country.
What do you mean?
Trolls travel through time and space too, right?
Right. I wonder how they travel through time. Do you think they have time radios of their own?
Who knows? The point is they could be bouncing Aunt Murgatroyd around from place to place and time to time.
Oof. That means she could be anywhere.
And any when.
That reminds me. Aunt Em left us another clue, remember? Inside a frozen bag of peas and carrots.
You mean this watch with the hand stopped at 12:50 and 30 seconds?
Hey! Nice lady's watch, Max. Is that a present for me?
Whoa!
Katrina, give that back!
Oh, hush, Molly. It is a gift for me, isn't it, Max? Please tell me you've finally come to your senses and realize I would make a much better friend than Molly.
Oh, wow, you just went there?
No, Katrina. That's not it at all. And that's not your watch. Could you please give it back now?
Really?
Really.
Fine. Here. I was just goofing around. Why so serious?
What do you care?
Why do I care? Because my Maxie is in a bad mood.
Your Maxie?
Hang on, I'm nobody's Maxie.
Max, is Molly being mean to you?
What?
Do you need my help? Blink twice if you don't want to say it out loud.
Is this actually happening?
Look, Katrina, this has nothing to do with you. This watch is important to me. My Aunt Murgatroyd gave it to me.
What did your Aunt Murgatroyd give you?
Ah! Conklin!
Oh, hi, Mr. Conklin.
Hi, Katrina. Max, what were you saying about your Aunt Murgatroyd?
Nothing.
I asked Max.
Aunt Murgatroyd? No. I said my Aunt Burger toy. It's this cool ant action figure I got in a Happy Meal the other day.
Really? I love ant action figures. May I see it?
There's the bell. We better get to class.
How convenient.
We wouldn't want to get detention.
Indeed.
That was close. This isn't easy, having a troll as a teacher.
Good thing we left the time radio at home.
What are you two whispering about? What troll? What time radio?
Katrina! Shh! What?
Sorry. I just needed to let out some air.
You're so eccentric, Max. I love it.
And I'd love it if you left, Katrina.
Yeah, it's actually a free hallway, Molly, so I can walk wherever I want.
Great. Then feel free to walk to detention because you're late to class.
Humph!
I don't get it. What are we supposed to conclude from a stopped watch?
That it's time to take a break?
I'm serious, Max. How are we supposed to find Aunt Murgatroyd in time and space with just a few clues? They're not enough.
Maybe they're not meant to be enough. Maybe they're pieces of a larger puzzle.
I hope so.
Me too.
It's no use messing with the time radio. Where and when will we go? We have no earthly idea where Aunt Murgatroyd is.
Molly?
It's not like the time radio is just gonna tell us where to find her.
Yeah, you might be wrong about that.
What?
Check it out. It just turned on by itself. I swear I didn't touch it.
What?
Look, it's cycling through random dates and times. What do you think it means?
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with Aunt Murgatroyd?
Could she be transmitting her time and location to our time radio?
Possibly, but it's changing every few seconds. Even if we were to travel to one of these times and places, she'd be gone by the time we got there.
Wait a second. It already showed Melbourne, Australia.
That's not very random.
I wonder if it's a pattern.
Let's just focus on the locations. Look, there's Melbourne again.
Then San Francisco, Havana, Cuba,
Madrid, Spain, Beirut, Lebanon, Agra, India, Bangkok, Thailand.
And back to Melbourne. 7 locations total.
It's a cycle.
We did it! We know where Aunt Murgatroyd is!
For a few seconds at a time, if that's even what's being transmitted. And don't forget, we need to know when she is.
So, I bet the dates are cycling too.
Let's see. December 24th, 1913, Melbourne, Australia. Now let's wait for Melbourne to cycle back around.
Oh, sorry. June 12th, 525 CE, Melbourne, Australia.
So the dates aren't cycling.
Ugh! That date doesn't even make sense! The Commonwealth of Australia didn't exist until 1901!
Sounds like troll troublemaking to me. If the date isn't a simple cycle, it could still be a code. But it could take a while to crack.
You thinking what I'm thinking? A problem solver sleepover!
I'll have a scoop of chocolate, vanilla, rocky road, and chocolate, and sprinkles, and chocolate, and...
Lucky you, Max. Dreaming of a world where ice cream still exists. I could sure use a scoop of double fudge to pep me up. No, I gotta stay up. Gotta crack the code. I've got everything but the day. I can't figure out the day. I keep looking over the numbers, and they're totally random.
Extra chocolate syrup, please.
Maybe I should get some sleep, too. Wait, what time is it? 12:50? We've got school in 7 hours.
7 hours, 7 scoops, 7 flavors.
You're no help, Max. Wait a minute. It's not 12:50. This is Aunt Murgatroyd's stopped watch. It's really 2:20 a.m.? Oh boy, I better get to sleep. But why would Aunt Murgatroyd send us a stopped watch?
To watch it.
Right. The hands are stopped at 12:50 and 30 seconds. 12:50, 30. Add them up and you get 92. Subtract them and you get negative 68. Add up 1, 2, 5, and 3, and you get 11. Ugh! What is this last clue?
Whoop, I got ice cream on my face. Maybe I can lick it off.
Gross. There's no ice cream on your face, Max. Wait. A clock has a face. That's it. I've got it, Max. Wake up. Wake up. I've cracked the code.
Pie a la mode? Yes, please.
I guess it can wait till morning. I'll need my rest if we're going to rescue Aunt Murgatroyd tomorrow.
Max, Molly, you better get a move on.
Molly, wake up. We're going to be late for school.
Huh? What? What time is it?
Time to go. You overslept.
Okay, I'm up. Is the time radio still on?
No, it must have shut off by itself.
Weird.
Yeah, weird. But can we discuss the weirdness on the way to school? Come on, let's go.
Since when are you worried about being punctual?
The minute before I'm late and get detention. Come on.
Hold on. Don't forget to bring the time radio.
Bring the time radio? The Conklin's on to us.
I know. I'll explain on the way.
So, why do we need the time radio today?
I cracked the time code, code.
Holy moly, Moll! You're not just the math whiz. You're a math genius! But how?
Considering that the seven locations cycled, I thought the elements of the date might too. So I broke it down piece by piece, starting with the months.
Smart!
I quickly found out they were cycling from 1 to 12, then 12 back down to 1.
So, just going up and down?
Not quite. At the top of the cycle, December would repeat, so 12, 12, 11, and 10, and so on. Then, when it got down to January, it would also repeat, so 1, 1, 2, 3, and so on.
Tricky.
You mean trolley.
Okay. So what about the year?
The year was tough. I couldn't find any pattern until I looked at each number by itself. The first, second, third, and fourth numbers of each year.
Clever!
The first number cycled between 0 and 1.
Like binary numbers or computer code.
Exactly. The second number was a little different. See if you can figure it out. The numbers went 97531.
That's easy. Each number is just 2 less than the previous one.
Good job.
Wait, but what happens when you get to 0?
You just circle back to 9. Like how the hands on a clock go from 12 to 1.
Ah.
The third number of the year was also tricky. See if you can figure out this pattern. 14703, and so on.
At first, it seems like you just add 3. But there's a 0 and a 3, unless...
Go on.
The 0 represents the 0 in 10, and the 3 represents the 3 in 13.
Yep. You might be a budding math genius, too.
What about the fourth number?
The fourth number went like this. 95173, and so on.
I'm not sure.
What if you put a 1 in front of each of those numbers? Instead of the 9, it's 19, and instead of the 5, it's 15.
In that case, each number is 4 less than the previous number.
Bingo.
Nice. What about the day? How did you figure that one out?
By studying at Murgatroyd's stopwatch, with your help.
My help?
Something you said in your sleep.
I was talking in my sleep?
Yes. A lot. What you said in your sleep made me look at the watch differently. When I turned to it for a clue, I was stuck thinking the hands were stopped at 12:50 and 30 seconds. Taken a different way, the hands are pointing to 12, 10, and 6. Add them up and you get 28.
Okay?
That's the thing. None of the days in the time codes were higher than 28. That's when I realized, according to the rules of the code, none of the years could be later than 1999.
So the days are the numbers in the year added together. 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 9 equals 28.
Exactly.
What are we waiting for? Let's enter in the time codes. Do you know where we are in the time and date sequence?
Yes. I programmed it into my graphing calculator, but it changes every 5 seconds, and we don't even know if Aunt Murgatroyd will be where it says.
There's only one way to find out. What's the next time and place?
I don't know, Max.
Come on, we gotta try. Aunt Murgatroyd is missing.
July 26th, 1799, Bangkok, Thailand.
And away we go.
Wow, cool vintage radio.
Katrina, what are you doing?
Don't touch that.
Relax, take a chill pill. I just wanted to vibe to some Taylor Swift 1989 before class. Haters gonna hate.
What is that?
Bye.
Nothing.
It's a science project.
A science project? Please, Molly. That is a time... that is a radio. An entertainment device not allowed on school grounds. Hand it over.
But...
No buts, Maximilian. Except for one. Your butts in detention this afternoon.
That's two butts, Mr. Conklin.
And that's 2 days detention for talking back.
But...
Shall we make it three?
No.
That's what I thought. By the way, thanks for the radio. I couldn't have gotten it without you. Ta-ta!
Oh boy, Conklin has our time radio.
And Aunt Murgatroyd is still missing.
In other words,
the problem solvers got big problems. This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Daniel Gold and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Mike Praviti, and Leslie Higgins. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.